thankfully, even at this late stage, they have seen sense. It's really it's a pity they've had to stretch it out so long before they did see sense and cost the taxpayer an awful lot of money.
Now, this raises serious question marks about the future of the A5. Now, if it's ever going to happen, it'll be a long way down the line.
What we actually now would advocate, and really we've advocated this all along, now that this nonsense of a dual carriageway running alongside the existing road has been put to bed, really we would strongly advocate that the Minister now addresses the issue of the existing A5, implements such works as to put in plenty of passing lanes, slow-moving vehicle facilities and so forth, and really that's all what was needed to be done. And indeed, interestingly, and many people might not realise this, that is what they were going to do initially, up until the promise of $400 million came from the government in Dublin. And obviously we all know that that since has gone. But that is what was going to be done anyway, quite rightly. And we would advocate now the return to that option and get it up and running as fast as possible.
Now, many people would say upgrading the current A5 isn't possible because you've got villages like Siam Mills where you wouldn't be able to widen the road.
Yeah, well, now we're not advocating, or never did advocate, or, doing that from A to Z. We're not saying it has to be done the full stretch of the road. But, I mean, I draw the comparison of the A75 in Scotland, whereby they have put in plenty of crawling lanes, passing lanes and so forth. But it's not actually the complete road. It doesn't have to be.
And now, just in relation to people who are concerned that a lot of jobs will not be created if the A5 doesn't go ahead, what do you have to say to them?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I'd say is, number one, the option I've just outlined would create jobs. But secondly, and more importantly, or well, equally as important, is that it will not cause the destruction of jobs, as would have been the case if this dual carriageway had been forced through. If you take 3,000 acres of land out of use, obviously the farmers are going to have to lay off workers, they will have to sell livestock, they'll obviously then buy less animal feeding stuff, so on and so forth. And all the jobs that would be lost were local jobs, whereby the person who earned the money spent it locally. The workers on this new project, I know my experience has been that they seem to come from places like Newcastle upon Tyne, and obviously the money they would earn may not, or probably would not be spent locally. So really, the jobs, this job loss that they talk about, it's a bit of a myth, because if you drew up the balance sheet, I would say that the option we're advocating would actually prevent the loss of permanent jobs that are already there. And therefore, I think the balance sheet would work out in our favour for that matter.